shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendrick.
Arizona did not ask for this fight.
The term Muslim Brotherhood is an umbrella term.
We are witnessing history unfold.
I didn't want him to quit because I think what he does.
Teabagging Queen Rachel Maddow.
This calls for a spanking.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And welcome as we continue to, on this show at least, we continue to give you just about the most direct line to what's happening in this country than any other show probably in the history of the medium. This hour, Arizona countersues the federal government over border security. Joining us to discuss that is going to be General Galen Shaw. He's a retired United States Army general who has worked not only in the field of tactics and the operational art and strategies regarding the military on foreign soil, but also has advised on security matters here in the United States. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, you could go online to philhenryshow.com and watch live streaming video of this radio show each and every night between 10 and 1, 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Pacific time. So that would be 1 to 4 on the East Coast, as well as going into our shop where we have our best of CDs and our shot glasses for sale. We got more merchandise to roll out before the summer months. And always a good time to have General Galen Shaw on the show. General, how are you, sir?
Phil, I'm much, much better than I was about a week ago. I had a little bit of what you had had last year. And that was the...
Was that what, the swine flu?
I had a little bit of the flu. I don't know if it was... I don't think it was swine flu. I think they would have told me. But it was flat on my back for a period of about 3 days. And so I'm very glad to be back at it and talking to you this evening. It's always a great pleasure.
Thank you very much, sir. General...
And by the way, Phil, if you want to call me Galen or Gay, you can call me that... in the sense that that's my name,
No, I know it's not any description of you.
It's not any description yet that I know of. I haven't been a general for a long time, but I do appreciate it.
Well, that's kind of the way I like to refer to you. I know you're retired. You know Dale Dye.
I know Dale very well, yes.
I still refer to him as captain, even though he's out. It's something you guys have earned.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
General, Arizona is countersuing the federal government over border security, and we're going to listen to Governor Jan Brewer here. She's talking to the media and others, and she says she's taking on the federal government over this border security issue.
Teabagging Queen Rachel.
Oh, come on, will you, bud?
Right.
Here is Jan, teabagging Queen. Here is Jan, where is that, man? Jan Brewer, who is the governor of the state of Arizona.
I am left with no other choice. So today, I am announcing that the state of Arizona is filing a counterclaim against the federal government for failing to uphold its constitutional and statutory obligations.
Here is Governor Brewer now saying she's got no choice but to take this legal action.
Arizona did not ask for this fight with the federal government to secure our border and to enforce our immigration laws. We did not want this fight. We did not start this fight. But now that we are in it, Arizona will not rest until our border is secured and federal immigration laws are enforced.
And we got a lot of noise
in
that.
And we will most likely...
All right, let me turn that off because we've got a lot of noise in that audio, and I'm not sure I know what that is. There's no description here offered as to what that noisy, noisy background is that she's contending with. General, do you know?
I don't know. I would imagine it's some kind of a demonstration, but I don't know.
All right, and nonetheless, you hear her very clearly saying she has no choice. The governor announced on Thursday her state has filed this countersuit against the federal government seeking the authority to implement its own border security efforts. Last year, Brewer signed the controversial measure known as SB 1070 into law, which, among other things, would require local law enforcement in Arizona to apprehend and help deport illegal immigrants. The Obama administration sued, arguing only the federal government has that authority and won a temporary injunction blocking the law. What is your stand on this?
Well, I think you know, Phil, that my stand is going to be very clearly coming down on the side of the federal government, and I will tell you why. Number one, we're going to get around to securing Arizona's borders just as soon as we make sure the rest of this country is taken care of in terms of economy, in terms of the two wars that we still, and I say two wars, we actually are involved in one actively now, but that we do assist the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people in the securing of their nation. So our military is engaged, and many of those young men and women engaged are members of the National Guard, which would be part and parcel of this further use of border security. Now, we've got an awful lot on our plate, and we're going to get around to helping Arizona. But I think Arizona is in a state of panic, which I think is uncustomary for a state run by a governor there, Governor Brewer, who, if you listen to her voice, there's not a lot of confidence. Her voice cracks and is a bit shaky, and I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what you're talking about with Governor Brewer's voice.
You can hear in the voice of the governor there the kind of tremor that you would hear in someone who perhaps is drinking. And
That's not fair. I mean, why would you even begin to impugn the woman's character?
This is not impugning character. This is someone who is, in my opinion, not dealing with reality the way she should. And
What is she not doing? You said you're going to get around to it, which I mean, I guess means.
What it means is this: that Arizona needs to understand that they are in a state of hysteria. Now, what do we do when we have someone in a state of hysteria? A lot of times you hand them a paper bag and you tell them to start breathing some carbon dioxide and to get a hold of themselves. Well, you can't do that with an entire state. And I certainly would not say that with the governor. I think the governor is she's a fine governor, but she's got her hands full with a state that is in a hysterical state. And the way she's dealing with it is what I'm questioning right now.
Well, you're way off base with that question, sir, asking about whether someone is drinking. Look, if she is...
I don't think I am, but we don't have to go down that road if you don't want to.
No, I don't want to go down that road. When you say that Arizona is hysterical or dealing with the immigration issue like a hysterical person, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, Phil, it's very obvious that Mexico has absorbed the brunt of the violence. It just is not that big of a deal on U.S. soil. If you want to talk about the violence that has been perpetrated, you look at the state of Texas has had to absorb far more than the state of Arizona. Mexico has seen killings and stabbings, kidnappings, beheadings. Mexico has seen its publicly elected officials executed and found the next day dead or made a display or an example of. It is a terrible situation. The United States, for its part, in dealing with immigration, has a problem, but it is not a problem that is so egregious that the United States government is supposed to ignore the Constitution. And the other reason I would give, Phil, is that Arizona cannot take this on. They do not have the resources, and it's laughable to think that any state can.
And all right, you're speaking here constitutionally. You say they can't do it, but Arizona is saying something here. They're saying that the federal government is not doing its job.
It depends on what you call doing your job. Why don't you let us do our job, and don't tell us how to do our job? Why don't you allow the federal government to marshal its resources to see exactly what the problem is?
Well, this is a very serious situation, and the governor of the state of Arizona would like the federal government to take it on post-haste, you know, I mean, as fast as they possibly can.
Well, I'm sure that they do, Phil, and I'm sure you in business know something else, that there's, my schedule, there's your schedule, and then there's the schedule. The federal government, I, I take it, should drop everything for the state of Arizona. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying the federal government should drop everything for the state of Arizona. I'm saying that if Arizona is feeling that there is a serious need here...
Well, that is what I question. And if there is a serious need...
Well, what you question? Look, this is the governor of the state. Who knows her state better than the governor?
Well, relax, Bill, because, you know, I'm not saying that you're being hysterical, but your reaction is similar to the people of Arizona. They're carrying on... They're talking in a high-pitched voice. I've listened to some of the talk programming in that state. They're grown men who are ordinarily they have very deep voices. You'll hear grown men screeching like women on many of these talk programming shows. And I'm saying to the people of Arizona, get a grip and quit being hysterical about this.
What do you say to a governor, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what do you say to a governor who knows her state better than anybody else, certainly better than you, General, better than I, and she says this is a problem and we need the problem resolved, and the federal government says, no, it isn't, and we'll get there when you feel like getting there, and...
No, we haven't said we'll get there when we feel like getting there. We'll get there when we have the time.
When you have the time or whatever it may be, and then she says, well, guess what, man? I can't wait. I'm suing you.
Well, everybody has their own timetable, and because Jan Brewer... is in a state of panic over the fact that her constituents are themselves hysterical, I don't think that means you undertake a hysterical action.
Do you think that this countersuit that she is contemplating here is a hysterical action?
I believe that it has elements of hysteria. From what I understand of hysteria, and I got out a physician's desk reference last night, and I also cross-referenced that with a book on psychology because I wanted to know what I was talking about.
Darryl, are you telling me, I don't mean to interrupt you, are you telling me you got out a psychology manual in order to understand the problem with Arizona and immigration because you aren't taking them seriously? You think they got a mental problem there?
I don't know, Phil, whether you're just being angry for effect or whether you're really angry, but I don't like being pressured the way you're pressuring me.
Don't mean to pressure you, sir. I'm asking you a question. Are you saying that these people are emotionally disturbed?
I'm saying that in the state of Arizona, with regard to the immigration issue, there is a level of hysteria bordering on panic and... Yes, I don't know whether you want to call it a panic attack. I don't think it is. I think it's a hysterical reaction that's having its effect on a governor who, when I hear the woman speak, I can definitely hear the voice cracking and other manifestations of someone who may be drinking to excess.
All right, so what? This is what you do. You come on a radio show like mine, and you say Arizona ain't got no problem. They got a governor that drinks too much, and the people are hysterical.
I think you put it in a very unfair way. I think what
I'm... Isn't that what you said?
No, what I said was Arizona will be taken care of by the federal government. Arizona's problems are not the most serious problems we have to deal with right now. Arizona would be well advised not to take this problem on because they do not have the resources. They do not have the, I don't believe, the law enforcement skill or knowledge. And ultimately, I'm saying that, yes, they should stop acting like hysterical individuals.
All right, General Shaw, we'll get back at you here.
I have no doubt that you will.
Yeah, well, no, we will. General Galen Shaw on Arizona's concerns. Arizona's countersuing the federal government. The federal government sued them saying, you can't enforce the border, and they've countersued saying, yes, we can. And General Galen Shaw says that Arizona's problems are not so serious that they can't wait for the federal government to formulate a response. On top of that, Jan Brewer sounds like she's drinking too much, and the people of Arizona are getting hysterical. 877-876-7445, radio for patriots, by patriots. Hey, Arizona, are you hysterical? Do you have the vapors? Do you need to sit down? We'll be back at it here in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.
Phil Henry Show here, radio for Patriots by Patriots, as we talk about patriotic conservatism on our program, and we have with us here General Galen Shaw. What do you think of that, General?
Well, I told you during the break, I thought that the idea of patriotic conservatism is a I don't know what it means. I'm more of a Wesley Clark kind of military. I believe in a new kind of patriotism, and the new kind of patriotism means that we look to Washington, D.C., as the capital of the country, and if we have a problem, we make sure we understand that the problem is one that does not necessarily mean we have to run and get, have Daddy take care of it right away, but at the same time, we certainly do want it taken care of.
And well, what is that? I don't know what that means.
What don't you understand?
Well, what does that mean if we have a problem, we don't want Daddy to... What?
I'm telling you that the era in the context of what we're talking about tonight, the Arizona problem, the immigration problem in Arizona, is that you have to, if you're the governor of a state particularly, don't panic the people of your state with a wobbly and shaky speech, one that sounds to me as if she needed to steady herself with a cup of coffee. And I understand that what I'm saying may be taken by some people as a terrible slander. I don't mean that, but that's the way Governor Brewer sounds to me. And that she's making these comments about needing to bring her own security to bear on a situation in the state because it's so out of control. She's panicking the people of Arizona, and I don't think that's what a governor should do.
All right, I'll refrain from an opinion for just a second here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Richard in San Antonio. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Phil. I appreciate the privilege and the freedom to speak on your show.
Yes, sir.
My comment first is it's not the governor that is making the people panic on illegal immigration. It's us seeing that these illegal immigrants are coming over, committing crimes, they're taking our tax dollars, they're bankrupting our ER rooms, they're going to school for free.
Sir, can I make a comment, Phil?
Well, the gentleman's still talking.
Well, I heard that the gentleman is from Texas. I don't see Texas running amok and squealing about needing to take care of their own borders.
No, we are talking about it. You're just not hearing it.
No, where is your governor then? Why isn't the governor?
Because Governor Perry is not doing his job like the governor of Arizona is doing.
He is sitting
in his high chair while this blue-collar... While the blue collars out here are working harder, working longer to support these illegal aliens coming over. And
I heard that Governor Perry was so popular they were going to secede from the union at one point, weren't they? Because Governor Perry is so popular.
Well, what are you saying? This is a gentleman.
Just sit back and just wait our turn until we got 20 million illegal aliens, and you're telling us to sit back and let another 20 million come over.
No, sir, I'm not saying that, but I am saying
if you don't live in one of these border states, then you don't understand the situation that we are going through, and you don't see it firsthand what these illegal aliens are doing.
Sir, I do live in a border state. It's not a border state that you would respect, but I can guarantee you we have similar problems, and I can tell...
Where do you live?
I live in Washington State.
That is not near a border state.
Do you know where Canada is? Just let me answer that. Ask that. You know where Canada is, right?
About Canadians. I am strictly talking about the border state of Mexico.
Very racist of you, sir. And
whoa. What did you say, racist?
I think it's racist to this gentleman.
What do you mean racist?
I am not talking nothing racist. I am talking about the border of Mexico, which is the border of Arizona.
And that's where the problems are. That's where the violence is. Yeah. Richard, thank you so much for your call. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, talking to General Galen Shaw. The people of Arizona need to relax. They're hysterical. The federal government will get around to it. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for Patriots, by Patriots. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. General Galen Shaw joining us on the issue of border security, and the subject is Arizona, and the opinion is of General Shaw. You know, you're talking about a whole state of people being hysterical, which... You know, is not only is it insulting, and then to say that the governor of that state sounds like she's been drinking, it is also, it sounds like the flimsiest defense of an inept federal government, which is what people talk about when you talk about conservatism. It's essentially this. Federal government has proven over and over and over again that the everyday average struggles of the American people cannot be taken care of by the government. And so let the states, if you will, the cities, if you will, take care of these things.
Because it is constitutionally not mandated, Mr. Hendry. And as a military man, I've spent my entire life in the United States Army. I know people that are in over their head when I see them, and the state of Arizona is in no position to defend its own borders. They don't have near the resources. They don't have near the individual talent in terms of Border Patrol law enforcement. They've got very good people in Arizona, but they don't have enough. They're going to begin the job of securing their own borders if the government ever made such a crazy decision. And the next thing you know, if you think you're overrun now, you would be overrun by the thousands, the gate pushed down, the fence pushed down, and border people in their Jeeps and their cars and their SUVs hightailing it heading north, leaving a trail of dust with a mob of aliens chasing after them.
And that's an asinine scenario that you just painted right there.
How do you know that I'm wrong?
Because if you cannot possibly believe anything like that if you believe that we have professional people in Arizona. Maybe they don't have enough, but something like the mob scene that you just described sounds cartoonish, and I reject it. Here is Keith in Tucson listening on KJLL. Keith, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Shaw. Go ahead, please.
Yes, you are way off base, and you obviously have no idea what's going on in Arizona because we are being overrun. We have the number one child abduction rate in America, and Jim Brewer is trying to do something about it.
What has that got to do with the border? That is, well, then you have to start...
What has to do with the border is the...
Chasing after the fathers and the husbands that are stealing the kids, not the Mexicans.
No. It is the Mexicans that are coming over, and it's the drug dealers, it's the drug cartel that is coming over, and nobody is doing anything about it.
Wait a minute, you just said that they're stealing children? Yeah, they're not stealing children.
Well, how do you know that? They've got a hostage taking.
They don't have children being abducted. If they had children being abducted at the rate that this man is talking about, then we would put some things aside and move some things around and get down there.
Oh, you move some things around.
How do you explain the fact that we have the number one abduction rate by far in America?
Because the fathers and the husbands and the deadbeats that don't want to pay child support are stealing their own children.
And there's only deadbeats in Arizona?
No,
there's
got to
be another
highest number. You have the highest number. You said the highest number, and that's what you've got, the highest number.
You've got a lot of taxes there.
And you got guys there that are stealing and abducting their own children, probably taking them out of state so they don't have to deal with the wife.
Well, you're just making a supposition, the same thing as this gentleman here.
He knows full well that child abduction is not being, and if they were Mexicans that were stealing those kids.
And look at another
question. And let me ask you this question. If there were Mexicans, how come you're letting Mexicans steal them?
they're not letting them stealing them. They're jumping the border illegally. And
they're doing that. I know they're doing that, but how are they getting into your backyard and stealing your kid?
They're coming in. They're drug lords. They do whatever they want.
Well, I know they're drug. I know what they are, sir, but I don't know how they're getting into your backyard while your kid is pushing a truck around the yard and then suddenly snatching him, throwing him in the trunk of a car. And how is that happening? It sounds implausible, to be perfectly honest.
And there's
another
thing.
Let's get off of that.
If you look at the state of California, they are bankrupt because they just allow immigrants to come in there freely. And that state is bankrupt because of their medical is bankrupt, and the state is bankrupt. Arizona does not want that to happen to them.
I understand that, sir, but you don't hear California getting hysterical and panicking and in Arizona, where you have people...
And look what California is doing. California is asking for Texas and Arizona to bail them out because they don't know how to manage their finances, because they're just letting freeloaders from Mexico all the time.
They're letting freeloaders coming in from Arizona and Texas.
No, they're coming in from Mexico. They're coming in from Mexico.
Well, the Californians view this, it's the same difference. And
what do you mean the same difference? What does that mean?
The deadbeat from Mexico, the deadbeat from Arizona, it's the same.
One of them's an American citizen, and we have freedom of travel, and we can move between states, okay? We don't have borders between states. And what you're talking about here is just because Californians are not panicking, you haven't made the case yet that Arizona's panicking.
Well, you heard their governor, who sounds like she needed to take a drink before that speech.
I think that's slanderous.
No.
That's what I heard.
All right, listen,
Keith. We're being proactive about a serious problem.
All right, listen, Keith, I want to tell you. Hey, Keith, I'd like you to hang on the line. I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate, Keith, courtesy of our sponsor, pearlflowers.com, so you can give that special lady in your life some flowers, brother, all right? And thanks for hanging on the line with us.
You bet.
You got it, man. Hang on. All right, proflowers.com, and this, of course, for Valentine's Day, and it's Monday. So go to proflowers.com, guys. Click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner of the screen. Type in HENDRIE, and you'll get some exclusive deals. Deals exclusive for my listeners, obviously, at proflowers.com.
Well, I want to make a point, Mr. Henry. That was a young man who didn't sound very appreciative of the flowers you were giving him. He goes, you bet. I thought he was rude.
That's none of your business. We were in the middle of a very heated discussion. The next thing you know, as I'm laying flowers on him, he probably was very, very thankful and grateful and didn't expect such a nice gift.
Well, I think it's unusual for one man to give that to another man in the middle of a discussion like this. And I'm not saying there's anything untoward about it, but I thought it took him aback for a man to say, I'd like to give you flowers now. And we've been talking about beheaded people and...
Boy, you know, a general...
No, it's not me. It's you and your choice of the venue. And you conservatives, you will not be happy until you have stripped away from the American people every protection of the United States government, and they are left on their own to have to defend their own borders, to have to defend their own towns, and we will not have it. We will not have it at all, sir.
Well, you're making a really stupid comment there, though, about that. I'm sorry, General, a really stupid comment about me giving a guy flowers.
Well, that's what I heard you do. In the middle of it, there's nothing wrong with that, but in the middle of a very heated discussion about immigration.
Yeah, I understand that, but it is a sponsor of ours, and you had no business at all talking about beheaded public officials and, fences knocked over and a mob of illegals chasing our Border Patrol people like they're cowards. Our number is 877-876-7445, Radio 4 Patriots, by Patriots. You know what I mean by being a patriot? You're a member of the military.
I understand the media. Yes, I understand what a patriot is.
We're being forced as a people to take matters into our own hands. Here is Chuck in Laredo, Texas. Chuck, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Shaw. Chuck in Laredo, Texas. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. You know, I've had this article by the Denver Reporter, Rocky Mountain News, and she said, what if 20 million Mexican illegals left the United States. And I put it on a blog called Pie Brothers Blog. And anyway, it's a good dessert.
Are you, let me ask the gentleman, the caller, do you know that you've called a radio show?
Yeah, he knows that.
Well, do you know that you're talking on a radio program? I don't know if you know that.
Yes, he knows that, and I'll take care of that. Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, I don't know. He didn't.
I just can't understand. I just can't believe this guy is a general. He's misinterpreted Dan Brewer's intentions. If there's anything in her voice, it's frustration.
Well, it's not only frustration, but let me tell you, young man, I've been in the military 40 years, and I know when someone's had a pop, and I know, believe me, excuse me, sir. Here is a woman who has succumbed to the panic of her people. They want the border secured because they imagine all kinds of crazy Mexicans are jumping over walls and abducting children from behind their houses. And what happened to the gentleman?
He didn't sound like he had his act together. Go ahead.
Well, I was talking to the man and saying...
No, I know, and you were saying that Jan Brewer's been taking a drink, and I got that.
Well, taking more than a drink.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jeff in Winston-Salem. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I wasn't fortunate to hear her speech, but it sounds like to me somebody needs to get hysterical to get anything done. I mean, it's just like you want to protect your home. I mean, if people start getting illegal, I mean, you're going to have to get hysterical and get on fire to get anything done. If we wait on the government... If somebody don't stand up for their rights and start enforcing the laws, then we're going to wait too long. It's going to be too late, and more bad things are going to start happening. You have to protect borders.
We certainly do.
That's our point.
You certainly do have to get. But I don't want to hear grown men. I don't want to hear grown men with their voices cracking, calling into talk shows in Arizona, going. And I'll give you an example. Jeff, are you there, Jeff? Okay. Is he gone, too?
Yeah, he's gone, too. We got I've got to proclaim this the worst phone system probably in America. I've never had a more difficult time hearing people in my life. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say to the gentleman, boy, I don't think your people are going to be happy, but you said that about the phone system.
What were you
going to
say?
I was going to say... that I listen to some of the Arizona talk shows, and I hear the men calling and going, I'm scared. You know, their voices are like that. And
no, meaning what? Meaning this panic thing.
Yes, this is the panic thing. And I would like them all to consider the fact that their wives and their children are hearing them as they call in, worried about the Mexican coming over the border to abduct their kid. And that part I didn't get at all, so...
All right, General Galen Shaw here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, radio for Patriots by Patriots, as we talk about the Arizona immigration situation, the illegal immigration situation, and they're countersuing the federal government. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil here, radio for Patriots by Patriots. On the line with me is General Galen Shaw from Seattle, Washington. Where are you, General?
I don't know. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now.
But you live in Washington State.
I live in Washington State part of the year. The other part of the year, I am in the nation's capital. But I do live in Bellevue, in Washington State, part of the year. Yes.
And so you say that you live in a border state. Do you see that as a legitimate border state in terms of this immigration issue?
I think every border state, and I think the entire country, needs to be viewed from the standpoint that the country needs to be protected. And I don't think that any state. That borders a foreign country should be looked at with suspicion or be seen as a state that does not get the attention of the federal government. This is why I've been amazed at the people in Arizona and elsewhere who feel that they need this attention. Now, you heard the man say... And
the Arizona needs the attention because they're on the border with a country that has an out-of-control drug problem and drug crime problem, and they are trafficking this stuff, and the state itself seems to feel that they need this assistance.
Well, I heard the man say that they have the number one child abduction problem, but he did not say, and this is where a clear and concise voice is very important, And as a conservative, Mr. Henry, you cannot hang your hat on statistics that don't exist. And you cannot say that the child abduction problem in Arizona is caused by illegal immigrants. And
well, the dialogue in Arizona has gotten to the point now where people are worried for their safety. Now, there have been people killed. You can't deny that. And if they're worried about the abduction of their children, they're worried about the abduction of their children. There are kidnappings in Mexico.
Yeah, there are kidnappings in Mexico, but there's no evidence at all that drug warlords and these bandidos are coming across the border, the international boundary between the United States and Canada, or the United States and Mexico, rather. And when I say United States and Canada, why can't we have the same problem as they have in Mexico? Do we? I thank God and I knock wood that we don't. But there is no reason at all, not to assume that at some point we could have a similar problem with Canada with regard to the methamphetamine that is used very, very frequently up there, with regard to the laundering of money and so forth. So in Mexico, you have a different problem.
You know, you're going on and on here, man. I don't know what you're trying to say, you know. But you're talking about Canada and methamphetamine. What we're talking about here is Mexico.
What I'm trying to say, I'm trying to tell you that the border between the United States and Canada can be equally as dangerous as the border between.
Okay, it can be, but is it?
I'm not willing to say that it isn't. I'm not willing to say that if I live on the border between Canada and the United States, and when I say on the border now, I mean within a mile or two of the border, that my family can be safe at night from any kind of individual from Canada where they do have this methamphetamine problem, an individual wandering across the international boundary at a remote spot where there is no border patrol or border guard, an individual who has used enough of this methamphetamine to the point where he is now disoriented. His skin is drawn back, his lips and mouth dry, his eyes protruding from his skull, bloodshot, and his fingers so emaciated they look like claws as he creeps through the woods on a moonlit night.
Okay, that's about all I can take.
That's a pretty bitchin' story, though.
Oh, that might have been a real bitchin' story, but that nut's talking about what?
You talking about like a methamphetamine? Man!
Some guy on methamphetamine creeping through the woods on a moonlit night?
You go back online, too.
Hey, General, what's the point here?
Did you hang up on me?
Yes, I hung up on you.
Where do you get the temerity to do that, to hang up on me when I was talking to you about an international situation, something between the borders of our countries? And
you were talking to me about, or you were talking to my audience a moment ago, about a guy that's doing so much methamphetamine, his fingers are like claws, his eyes bulging from his skull, he's wandered across the Canadian border in the middle of the night, going through the forest with a moonlit night, and what's he going to do?
And then I was going to say, he turns himself in to the nearest hospital and gets treatment. But you didn't want to wait for that, did you?
No, that's not what you were going to say.
Yes, I was. I was going to say, then he just walks up to a hospital and says, please help me. Canadian health care doesn't work. But you wouldn't wait for that, would you? You thought that he was going to abduct a child, perhaps abduct a child and cannibalize it. You didn't wait for what actually would happen, which would be him turning himself into a hospital, proclaiming his love of America, and he hates Canadian health care.
Well, isn't that something that you would, that wouldn't be good, would it?
No, because we don't want Canadian health care. We want Obamacare. See, so you stepped in it every which way. You pulled your foot up, and you might as well hose it off, because no bounty towel is going to wipe it off sufficiently.
All right, General, well, thank you for being with us.
Well, yeah, but you blew it. And I don't think you made your point, and you blew it for me when I was going to say the guy was turning himself...
Yeah, turning himself into a hospital instead of going and abducting a child and cannibalizing it.
That's correct.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Phil.
General Galen Shaw, who I think there's something wrong with him.
Well, I mean, he made a good point, you know, about methamphetamine in Canada. I don't know if that's really bad or not, but if a methamphetamine addict wandered across the international border and swooped down on a home in the middle of the night...
Yeah, I might want to carry off the kid and sell it for methamphetamine money.
You're telling me some kind of wild-eyed meth freak from Canada swoops down on a family in the middle of the night?
If they're at the international border, like the general was saying, and there ain't no federal officers around.
Abducts a kid, and then what?
Sells the kid for the money what he'll need to for methamphetamine.
And where do you go to sell a kid like that?
Well, he sells it in Mexico.
Sell it in Mexico. So he's up at the Canadian border.
Well, you'd have to steal a car.
Yeah, the director of national intelligence claims the Muslim Brotherhood is secular. We'll talk about it in the news hour with Bud Dickman. You just heard him. And Robert Leonard, you just heard him. 877-876-7445. Shot glasses, best of CDs, blogs, and archives at philhenryshow.com.
Phil Hendry.